10th person voted out and the third member of our jury. JP, need to bring me a torch?
Hey everybody, welcome back to our new Survivor Exit interview. Today, with Survivor Heroes, Healers and Hustlers, the third juror, JP Hills, is back. Now, I am as surprised as anyone that I've got this going. Yesterday, I sent off my questions that you're about to hear in this podcast to JP and to CBS, and they have responded by sending me a MP3 with JP's responses. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put that all together in the editing bay, and I have an exit interview for you. So hope you really enjoy this chat. The audio quality is a little lower than a normal podcast because it was recorded externally, but huge thank you to CBS for doing this and JP for doing it. So enjoy, get your tri-tip salad out, and get ready for a short kabang 5-minute interview with JP. Alright, on the podcast today, I have US Survivor JP Hilsebeck, and I'm going to jump straight into the questions. So, JP, I've got to ask you, did you have any idea that you were being voted out, or were you completely blindsided? And in that moment, what were the emotions running through your head as your torch was snuffed and you were heading down the ramp back to Ponderosa?
I had no idea going into it at all that I was going to be voted off. Going into it, you know, I felt kind of secure. You know, you always have your little jitters and whatnot, but going into it, had no idea. And once I got voted off, it was a blindside. It was great to be a part of that blindside. If you got to go out, that's I think one of the best ways to go out, not see it coming, and go out with a bang. And hey, they got me before I could get to them, so good job.
JP, I've got to ask you, we've seen a lot of negative feedback from eliminated contestants about Chrissy. You were in an alliance with her throughout the game. Can you share any positive moments you two had through the game and why you were comfortable working with her within an alliance?
You know, everybody goes into this game, and I think sometimes people forget that, you know, in the end, it is just a game, you know, and feelings do get tapped and feelings do get hurt, you know, and everybody, you know, rubs each other, you know, a different way, especially with the girls, you know, and it's just, you know, it's one of those things when it's, you know, some people get along, some people don't, and some people rub each other the wrong way. And it just turned out for her and I got along great. We complimented each other very well, and we were able to relate with each other. And, I looked at her as, you know, a great asset, a great alliance on the show, and I thought she was a great all-around person.
One of the more hilarious moments of the season was at the very beginning, JP, when you were on your original tribe, and we had Alan confront you and effectively strip search you because he believed that you had an idol. Why do you think he was so determined that you were the one who had an idol?
I think he, you know, Alan was just trying to mix things up a little bit, you know, point it out. I don't know if he thought I was out there searching around and I was able to find an idol, but hey, good for him to try to call me out and, you know, say I had the idol. But, hey, I went all the way down the road. We had a, you know, 30, 40-minute conversation down there at the beach, and finally I just got to the point and said, hey, where do you think it is? He said, it's right there, and pulled down my shorts, and it turned out it wasn't there. So I guess I won that one.
At the start of the game, you were deemed to be in a power alliance with Ashley. What was it about Ashley that drew you to her originally? And did you try and reconnect with her at all at the start of the merge?
I think initially in the beginning, we were the two youngest people on our tribe, so obviously we had the most to relate and kind of, you know, talk about and go back and forth with. You know, everybody else was a little bit older than us, so obviously we were able to relate with each other a lot better, so, you know, therefore it made it easier for us to relate. And then kind of after once we got away from the hero tribe, she kind of went her way, I went my way, and then when we came back to the merge, we didn't really kind of rekindle that alliance as much as we should have. We were kind of both, like, kind of thought we were still together with the whole alliance thing, but then, you know, kind of didn't really know exactly where each one of us really stood. So that's probably, you know, my fault is I probably should, you know, rekindled that alliance a lot better, and it probably would have worked out.
Can you delve deeper into one of the relationships you had in the game? And that was with Ryan, and it's an interesting one because you guys almost seem like this odd pairing, but it seemed to work for a while where you kind of complemented each other's strengths and weaknesses.
You know, Ryan, he's a great individual, super smart, knows the game super, super, super well. And, I think we just complimented each other very well. And he brought a lot of things to the game, you know, that I didn't have. I was able to learn a lot from him out there. And just, you know, not only that, but just as a person, he's a great all-around guy and, you know, has a lot to offer.
JP, you showed tremendous abilities in the challenges this season. Was there a challenge that stood out to you as your favorite of the season?
Oh, man, I would say my favorite challenge of the season would probably be the slingshot one on the water when we won the pizza. I don't know if it was just the challenge of doing it, but the reward afterwards, we didn't even eat the day before, and winning that pizza was such like an accomplishment, and the pizza tasted so good. And I think the best moment probably of the show was just how thankful and the faces on everybody when I knocked out the target and we won that pizza.
Yeah.
Everybody was just like, oh my gosh, we're about to eat, and it was just a really, really awesome moment.
Last question for me, JP. You mentioned on the show your love of tri-tip salad. You also mentioned in a secret confessional that you would eat an elephant, but completely different story. What else would make the perfect first date with JP?
Going through the show, what would make the perfect first date for me, it would just be, somebody that's just a nice, humble person that's just easygoing, got a good head on their shoulders, has a career and got something going for themselves. And as far as going out, I like to go and do something adventurous, whether we go, hiking or for a bike ride or surfing or whatnot, but just, get out and get away from that whole typical going to dinner and getting to know each other. Let's get out. Let's get adventurous and, go somewhere.
Okay, that concludes my exit interview with Survivor JP Hilsebeck. A huge thank you to CBS for recording the responses to my questions with JP. That's really appreciated, and I hope that people enjoyed getting a little bit of more of an insight into JP. We really did not see a lot from him. He had the complete purple edit, but really appreciate anyone who's listened to this. And that's it. Until next time, the community has spoken. I have spoken. We'll chat to you very soon. Bye.
JP, the tribe has spoken. Time for you to go.
Damn, they got me good.